The upgrades to Vermont Health Connect began Monday evening to deploy premium processing and payment functions for families and individuals. While nearly 7,000 Vermonters have selected plans, until those functions were launched, enrollment in the plans could not be completed. Vermont Health Access Commissioner Mark Larson called the new functionality a milestone for the system. Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin agrees that it is a huge accomplishment and notes that credit card payments are planned sometime in the future.
It means that the systems are working, that you can actually go in, complete the process, and get a bill out. We will be going to a credit card payment as soon as we can. Don't forget that you're interfacing federal IRS data with state income tax data, with all of your other income eligibility. This is the biggest technology challenge ever undertaken, I believe, in the history of government. So this is much more complex than buying a hunting license or signing up to re-register your car for another year. Never have you been able to pay for your health insurance with a credit card. No one ever done that yet. So we're trying to do something that has not been done. We will do it. We'll get it right. We want to make sure it's 100% secure.
Vermont Public Interest Research Group consumer protection advocate Falco Schilling says while it may appear to be a mundane processing item, it is a big deal for the healthcare exchange.
The fact that people can now go onto the website, log in, select a plan, and then get billed for it. So people can now go through the website and do the complete process. And that's been something that people have been looking forward to. Clearly, there's more to be done in terms of the processing. The credit card functionality isn't there, but it makes a lot of sense to wait to make sure that that side of the website's completely secure before they put that online.
Vermont Campaign for Healthcare Security Executive Director Peter Sterling says the upgrade makes it easier for consumers to get their health insurance plan processed, as many do now with Catamount Health and private insurance plans.
From the people that I talk with, your average person walking down the street who just wants to get their health care covered is, it wasn't really a concern because most people weren't interested in paying their health insurance premiums 8 weeks in advance. So now that we're about 3 weeks away for many people to actually get their coverage beginning January 1st, people are thinking about it and they want to mail their checks in. So it's great that this is up and running at this time.
Vermonters for Healthcare Freedom founder and president Darcy Johnston calls the upgrade purely political and a way for the commissioner to show progress, despite what she says is a poorly managed system.
This system isn't ready, and we believe the best thing for everybody would be a one-year delay. And the other part is we have always been concerned that because of the security issues with the federal site due to the development through CGI and the fact that CGI is the contractor developing the Vermont site, that security issues, we believe, exist and that the privacy of all Vermonters and their financial data are at risk in this failed system. And we think that individuals need to be very, very careful if they're signing up.
Premium processing and payment functions for small businesses seeking health care coverage through the exchange are still being tested. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.